fighting wildfires isn't the only activity in which the fate and finances of Western states are deeply intertwined with the federal government. More than 50% of the land in the West is federally owned, and that means the states can't collect property taxes on it. Instead, the federal government makes what's called a payment in lieu of taxes. Sadie Babbitts reports that a Bush administration proposal to slash those payments has some Westerners seeing red.
Cascade is a rural Idaho town nestled among endless acres of federal land. The town, with its 1,000 residents, is surrounded by towering mountains, blanketed by trees, and snow that stays through July. It's all federal land. In fact, Cascade sits in Valley County, which is 88% federally owned. On any summer weekend, the county's population of 7,000 explodes to 30 or 40,000. Today, at Anderson Creek Trailhead just outside Cascade, it's pouring rain. But Valley County Commissioner Phil Davis anticipates lots of visitors when the weather changes. And with them, he says, a tremendous financial drain on county services.
The county provides a lot of services to the people, and a lot of them are the visitors that come here. And with the majority of them going onto the public lands, we have to provide services to those people without any tax base to fund it from.
If private citizens owned the land, the county could collect property taxes. Instead, it must rely on the federal government's payments in lieu of taxes. PILT, as it's known, began in 1976 and is based on two complex formulas, the amount of federal land and the area's population. For Valley County, PILT makes up around 8% of its discretionary budget. That may not seem like a lot, but Valley County Clerk Lee Heinrich is quick to change that interpretation.
About 80% of our total county budget is mandated. So we only have discretion over about 20%. And one of those discretionary funds is search and rescue.
Search and rescue averages 3 rescues a month, nearly 40 a year, most of them out-of-towners. The service is run by volunteers like Dick Vandenberg.
I think without the PILT funding, we'd be up the creek. We would just probably have to rely on definitely dropping level service and possibly other organizations from other counties, which the closest search and rescue base from here is Mountain Search and Rescue from Mountain Home, and that's a long ways to travel if somebody's in need.
Other services could be affected, the number of police on the streets, court services, road repairs. But the threat of downsizing those services isn't new for Valley County or others like it. Congress already pays only half of the authorized payments to counties because it has other funding priorities. Dan Chadwick is with the nonprofit Idaho Association of Counties.
PILT funding is not glamorous. It's not as or is not seen as significant as something like a health care program.
Boise State University political science professor John Freemuth agrees.
The Bush budget people don't realize, as many Easterners don't, that do these budget matters, how important these payments are to the Western counties.
For the Bush administration, the 21% cut in PILT funding isn't a cut in funding at all, but just a shift of funding to another area of land management. The savings, it says, will go to land agencies such as the Park Service for ongoing maintenance. Idaho Senator Larry Craig isn't convinced. He says this is a geographic battle, east versus west, urban versus rural.
We have some urban counties getting a substantial amount more money than they probably should against the very rural counties that are being most aggressively impacted by downturns in the economy right now.
Despite the economic downturn, eastern counties are beginning to side with those in the West over PILT funding. The majority of senators, including Craig, are lobbying against the president's $45 million cut. They are also supporting a Senate bill that would fully fund PILT within 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Cascade, Idaho.